Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hi, this is Acme with the Bulletin Board Heroes here on Share Talk for Thursday, the 25th of February, starting off with Dev Clever, where you can see the shares have been in a rising trend channel since the beginning of November. Top of the channel, heading towards 50 pence, and that could be the target for the shares as soon as the end of next month on any near-term close above 30 pence, which has been February intraday resistance to date. As far as support is concerned, down to the 30-day moving average around 23 pence, but ideally we remain above the initial February peak, which was 24 pence on the first session of the month, and above that, looking forward to the 50 pence notional target over the next month or so. On to a stock which I've had a lot of requests for, surprisingly enough, Fast Forward Innovations seems to have captured the imagination. Here we've got a situation where there was the initial February peak around 12 pence, and while we're above that, looking towards the top of the rising trend channel from August last year, as high as basically 20 pence by the end of next month or sooner. A bigger target here would be a line of resistance from May last year. That's heading towards 25 pence, and maybe that's the end of April target, all things being well. At this stage, only really well below the 10 pence level, really delaying the upside scenario. But given the way the shares spent so many months consolidating around the 8, 9 pence area, it's unlikely that we would see a reversal like that at this stage. A stock which they keep asking for some reason is Hemogenics. Here it's interesting that we actually managed to find support in the June cluster there, that support area there, up down to 5.2 pence, actually slightly higher low, I think, so far for this month, 5.3, so that's a plus. And it looks like we're going to be able to deliver an end-of-day close back above the 6.5 pence initial February support, so that would be a bear trap reversal. Decent bullish divergence there in the RSI window as well, so much lower low for the second part of February, but RSI basically flat on the two lows there, so that's a decent signal, so at least two signals here, maybe three. And all we're waiting for now really is to break the September resistance line there around 7.5 pence to give us a decent, to give us a momentum signal. And that would suggest the shares could then head back towards the 12 to 14 pence area, which was the main resistance for last year. This stage, anyway, back below 5 pence, really delaying the upside or recovery scenario on Hemogenics. Onto a stock which people are still quite excited about, maybe even more so given the imminent float of cellular goods tomorrow. With Canabo, it was good support coming in there in the mid-20s. We had the gap higher earlier in the week, and we've held the 25 pence level, which is good. Anything missing, I suppose, at the moment is just to sustain 30 pence on an end-of-day close basis. There's a 50-period moving average there at that level. So end-of-day close through 30 could give us a move back towards 40 to 45 maybe over the next few weeks. And a big picture target, if you're a fan of the shares and want to dream of something good, would be that above 25 pence, we eventually head up towards 60 pence over the next 1 to 2 months. So let's see if that actually pans out. A stock which I try and avoid if I can, but here it is today. MediaZest, the reason for trying to avoid it is because as you can see, the price action is rather spiky. It has become rather spiky. Before it was rather dead, but still spiky. So worst of both worlds at the moment. But what's interesting here is that we've had support come in around the 0.07 pence level. That was previously resistance for months on end, nearly a year. And so the view is that while we're above 007, let's say, we're heading towards the 0.18 area, which is the top of the rising trend channel from the summer of 2019. Best case scenario target here would be a meeting with a line of resistance from March last year, currently hinting at a 0.3 pence target over the next 2 to 3 months, but obviously while we hold above 0.07. A stock where smart buying seems to be coming in over the recent past is Mineral and Financial Investments, and nice setup here at the moment where we've got basically a support coming in now intraday at former resistance at 10 pence, just looking really for an end of day close through 11.5 pence, which shouldn't be too difficult, hopefully. And if we can get that, then we'd expect 20 pence, hopefully, by the end of next month. All the near-term moving averages rising, so looking quite solid at the moment for mineral and financial, at least unlikely to see any downside, especially while we're above the 10 pence. So 10 pence or end of day close below, back below 10 pence, the notional stop loss at the moment. On to another stock which is very much in play, and here we've got MGC Pharmaceuticals. I thought I'd just point out that we've basically found support so far at former initial resistance. That was between sort of 4¾ to 5 pence, and found new support now in that zone. So while we're above yesterday's intraday low at 4.7 pence, looking for hopefully a resumption of the recent rally that the shares delivered towards 10 pence, 10 to 11 pence the target there. If you're cautious on the stock, maybe wait for an end of day close back above 5.6 pence, let's say, which is today's and yesterday's resistance. So if we can get that on a weekly close basis tomorrow, that would be a decent signal. Onto a stock which gave us 10 out of 10 in terms of the technicals. One of the favored setups here is an unfilled gap through resistance, and that's exactly what Petroneft gave us last month, in fact, around the 0.75, 0.8 pence level. I talked about the stock at around the 0.8 pence area, and basically we've had a decent move since then, tripling the share price. Still a bit more to go, hopefully, up towards 3 pence, which is the top of the rising November trend channel, and 3 pence valid while we hold above the initial February peak at 1.8 pence. So let's see if that works out. I've rather neglected the oil rally. I wasn't quite convinced, I have to say, and maybe other people made that mistake. But we've got a couple of stocks I've included today which might help the cause. The first one is Premier Oil, which has actually gapped through the 200-day moving average. Very impressive indeed, and also gapping through that old November resistance at 26.5. So that ties in with the favoured signal of gapping through resistance. If we can have an unfilled, if that gap remains unfilled over the next few days, then we're looking towards 40 pence at that October resistance line projection. And the stop loss on the buy argument, initial February peak at 24.5. So above 24.5, looking for 40 plus on Premier Oil. Next stock, another one which has been aggressively requested, is Pembridge. And already done quite well, actually, the shares after a slow start. Here we've had, I suppose the best break here was the break of the 200-day line towards the end of November, around the 5 pence area. And since then, we've sort of tracked the 50-day line, 50-day moving average north. The view at this stage is that while we're above the January intraday resistance at 6.9 pence, we could head up as high as 18 pence, which is the top of the wide rising trend channel from last year, and obviously retesting the initial resistance of last year as well. So above the old January peak, 6.9, looking for 18 on Pembridge, and only really back below the 50-day moving average at 5.7, really cancelling the bull argument there. Another oiler coming up. Here we've got Tullow. And a bit late in the game, but still looks like there could be much more to go. And in fact, the sweet spot of the rally could actually be upon us now, because we've broken the old June peak at 41.5 pence. A decent end of day close or a weekly close above that could give us a journey towards 90 pence, which seems rather unbelievable. But given how long the setup's been, that is what we could be looking at over the next 1 to 2 months. Finishing off with Webis, and here, a nice setup in terms of the gap through or above the 50-day moving average at 1.92 pence. End of day close above late January resistance at 2.6 pence should be enough to deliver fresh target to the upside at the top of a broadening triangle from June at 4.5 pence. And that may be delivered by the end of next month. Upside argument valid while we remain above the 50-day moving average at 1.92. That's it from me today. More updates tomorrow.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.